The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to talk about your most mortifying moment.
Yeah.
Like that thing that I still call them steering wheel screams.
Oh, I like that.
But it's that, because it can be 20 years later and you're just driving down the road and you're just like, oh God, please.
Or like
God.
You drive past the place and you're like, I can never go back. That was 20 years ago, but I can never go back.
I seriously don't go back to Jersey Mike's after the incident.
I love that.
You've been asked to not return.
I did go
Sir,
back.
Sir, you yelled at everyone.
I yelled at, if you don't know the story, the quick version is I ordered food. I thought on the Jersey Mike's app, it was actually the Jimmy John's app. And I screamed at everybody at Jersey Mike's going, where the F is my food? And then they were like, probably at Jimmy John's. That's
something about Jersey Mike's. So when you say we get texts every time, people are like, Slacker just said Jersey Mike's and now I'm starving for it. Yeah. And my wife has even said that to me when I got home. She's like, you want Jersey Mike's? Like, you were talking about it. It's like, what is it? What is that?
It's Mike's way. I think it's the sauce or whatever that Italian sauce is.
I got to get it now. It just, I'm so hungry.
It hits you right in the like,
literally growling.
-2. And I just had it a few days ago. And I'm like, I'd fire one down right now.
Yeah.
Because it's just, and it, you know what it is? It's a sub. Their subs aren't great. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, you go to some places and they made
basic.
Them too. Yeah, but I mean, some places make it on focaccia or whatever. Yeah. Like, Panera tries too hard or whatever. It is just fresh.
Yeah.
It's just a straight up the gut, regular bread. I mean, even Subway, you've gone too far with your breads and stuff. It's like,
that simple. Yeah,
and
just
slice the meat right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Be a sub above.
Okay.
You know?
I don't know. I swear. I want everyone to understand. We get $0 and zero free product from Jersey Mike's, but it's just been in the zeitgeist lately. And stupid Danny DeVito keeps popping up on things. And I'm like, anyway, my mortifying, one of my many was at that moment.
Yeah.
So you had to find a new location to go to.
I probably will have to find some other place to do it.
Mm.
The other one that comes to mind, I don't know if I've ever said this one on the air, like, I used to work at a grocery store and all the shopping carts were in the front of the grocery store. And like once a week, the manager would come down and go like, you, the long hair kid, sweep in front of the carts, which means you got to take all the shopping carts out of the front of the store, sweep, it's kind of behind the carts,
but to
the front of the store, and then put all the shopping carts back. It is a 45-minute affair.
Yeah.
But I figured out you could wedge yourself in between that first cart and just kind of kick, like hump them and like push them back far enough to get a broom through. But you'd have to like lean against the wall and push. And then you kind of have to lean against the ledge of the window, of the front window and push. And you could get them pushed back and then you do the opposite.
You're leaning against the window.
At one point I was leaning against the window. And
oh, no.
I shattered a 10-foot tall.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like it's the window of the corner pantry market. It was on Francis Street in Longmont.
Oh, no.
I shattered. I launched myself out of the building while pushing on the shopping carts. I'm bloodied and whatever. And it's just, it's the most, because, I mean, you can imagine every single person shopping in the store. It's just. All life stops, and I'm.
Oh
just,
yeah, you're just standing there like. I had to sweep all that.
It's not like a restaurant where everyone claps afterwards or anything. Oh, yeah. It's just like.
And what, have you ever fallen in front of people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you do?
I'm okay.
You jump up and act like it didn't happen. You try to get up and go like, "What was that?
Who fell?
How do I get outside?" It was. Oh, it's the worst.
Fun.
Yeah. I didn't get fired though.
That's
really?
Good.
Wow.
I had to pay for the window, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is going to be another 45-minute job.
Anyway, those are mine. Who else has one? Oh, no, let's give a prize. Okay.
Yeah.
If you have a mortifying moment, we want to hear what that is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I feel like I've had a lot because I am pretty clumsy. But I think the one that takes the cake is breaking my leg doing the Macarena because it was just dumb.
Hold up. Like,
it was
the translation? Break
were
your
you
leg.
Skydiving?
No.
Were you on a ledge?
No.
Were you?
I was sober.
Hey, break your leg.
Okay. It's the dance where you don't move your legs. It's all upper body, and I broke my leg.
What? Yeah. You turn.
Yeah.
You broke it on the turn?
I honestly don't understand. I do understand. It's embarrassing. I was trying to simultaneously Irish dance the Macarena, and they just didn't mesh well.
Hold on. So you're doing a cloggy thing with your feet?
Yeah. And I landed sideways on my leg, and the snap, I heard it radiate up my whole body. And I sat there like, I can't get up and try the, I'm good. Like, I'm done.
Finish the dance without me.
Someone had to come pick me up and like carry me away.
Was it the Lord of the Dance? Is that who came
yes,
to get
Michael
you?
Flatley showed He's up. Like,
hello, Aaron. I heard the snap.
Is he Spanish?
I don't know. He had to pretend to be that day because it was the Macarena.
Right. Okay.
Oh my God. That's awesomely embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay.
My steering wheel moment, that is when I was younger, like a teenager working at the sneaker store. And people would come in all the time to buy sneakers, and nobody knows sneakers like quite like me. Like, they just go and they're like, oh, I like these. Like, can you get these? And so you kind of have to help them. Like, well, those are actually cleats, sir. Like, you want a running shoe or whatever.
Ugh.
And this happened one time where a person came up and was like, can I have these in a size 8? And they had very short hair. And I was like, yeah, but I just want you to know, these are actually women's shoes. They're in women's sizing. So what does that affect? And this person, who was a woman, looked at me and said, you think I don't know what a woman's shoe is? Mm. And I said, I'm sorry. Yep, I'm mortified. And I still think about it. I know exactly what that, like, I saw them later, like in the mall. I've seen them. Like, I will never forget that. That was so embarrassing.
Heck.
I was trying it to help. That's like people do that all the time.
It sucks because you were trying to be nice. But you know what they say about assuming.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. That's okay.
That's it. Yep. But my leg was still intact.
Well, isn't that special?
Okay, everyone. I didn't break any glass.
Well, I can feel pressure changes in my leg now.
All right. The other one that I really want to get to, speaking of broken glass, there was a kid. The whole family ate at Red Lobster, and they were like, as the parents were checking out or whatever, the kid's standing by the lobster tank and felt terrible.
Yeah.
That the lobsters were just captive.
It is kind of weird that they have a tank there, but yeah.
So they went for it, tried to free the lobsters. They smashed, they grabbed a chair.
And just broke the tank.
And hit the lobster tank, and it worked. They've set the lobster free. They literally.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know why they couldn't just reach in.
You don't think that's mortifying? Because literally the family is now blackballed from probably the only restaurant.
Those cheddar bay biscuits.
Damn you! Yeah. So they're blackballed because kid freed the
lobsters. Yeah. Do all the diners jump on them? Like,
yes, that's what happens. Everybody's just got a pot of boiling water on their tables awaiting. Oh my God. All right. So if you've done something really stupid and it mortified you, we want to hear your mortifying moment. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about mortifying moments. And just to make you feel better, we've forgotten how to talk, really.
Don't worry. We don't get paid to do it.
We do not. Amy?
Yes.
Mortifying moment. What happened to you? Are we having it now?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. No, I was training on my motorcycle to learn how to ride.
Okay.
And my friend said that he was going to be my kickstands, and I hit my throttle so hard, threw him off. He was not my kickstand because I dropped my bike and broke my pinky toe.
No.
Oh, no.
What does be a kickstand mean?
Help balance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're not going to fall. I'll always be there for you. And then
he jumped ship. Did you actually learn, though?
Yeah, no, I'm guessing not.
We can take classes together.
You are not getting a motorcycle, young lady. No, you are not. Tiak?
No.
Tell your daughter we're not getting a motorcycle. CJ?
Yes,
Yai. Mortifying moment. What happened to you?
Yeah, so for my son's 6th birthday, I went out trying to be that dad and bought him a bunch of bouncy castles and a bunch of balloons from Costco, water balloons, and we had a water balloon fight, and came time to put it all away. guess who got electrocuted and had to go to the hospital?
No, no.
Oh, no.
How do you get electrocuted?
So during all the fuss and running around, I guess there was a big cut in the extension cord that nobody had seen. Huh. So when I was wrapping it up, I was wrapping it up around my arm, and it put me out. Literally, there's a video on TikTok of my fiance slapping me in the face, trying to get me to come to.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to put you on hold so we can get a link
to look.
Get him to a hospital, but go viral first.
Wanda?
Yay!
Mortifying moment. What happened to you?
Well, I was visiting my boyfriend's, we were visiting my boyfriend's parents for the holidays, and he and his dad both fixed up classic cars. So I wandered into the garage and I saw my boyfriend like working on something, looked all like sweaty and figuring something out. And I'm into that. So I walked up behind him and I grabbed his butt. And then when he stood up, it was his dad, and I just wanted to die.
Wasn't just like a whoosh. It was like a, you got in there a little bit.
It was not a graze. It was.
Yeah, it was like.
It was a, I'll see you later kind of grab.
The genetics must be strong.
Genetics are strong.
I mean, that, okay.
I like this one, son.
What was dinner later? Like, did it ever get brought up again, or was it just like a don't ask, don't tell kind of thing?
We did not talk about it. No one has acknowledged it. We're just going to sweep that right under the rug. Thank you.
Probably.
Oh, I would have brought it up immediately.
Oh, no. That's just getting right under the rug. Wow.
I'm going to look up classic cars. I got to start fixing this. I got to start doing something.
Thanks for the call, Wanda. Giselle.
Yay.
Mortifying moment. What happened to you?
Okay, no one at me, all right? On Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Okay.
So I was at dinner with my colleagues, right? It was like a big to-do, big fancy schmancy shindig. Okay. And the main meal was sushi. Everybody was so hip and cool, and let's have sushi. I'm like, sure, yeah, I eat sushi all the time. I've never had sushi in my life.
Oh, no.
I know. This is not a good thing to pretend with, right?
But you can't just rookie that.
Yeah.
Listen, in hindsight and retrospect, I get that. So,
I'm eating the sushi and
I like that.
I'm using it.
So I scooped up some of that green, what is the green stuff called that's really hot?
Wasabi?
Oh, no.
I grabbed the wasabi and I was like, oh, why is there so little of it? This probably is so good. Smothered. You hear what I say? Smothered.
Like it was guac? You put it on like it was guac?
Got any chips? Guac, baby, like some salsa.
Oh God!
No.
And of course, everyone's just looking at me like in awe, but not. No one's telling me don't eat that. They're just like, oh, this is what we're doing. So I eat it, and you already know that. I mean, literally, my nose felt like it was on fire.
Yeah.
My stomach immediately. Everything was just my throat. I could not.
It's brief.
But
you're a dragon for a few seconds.
But I mean, if you do that much, I think it lasts a little longer.
Yeah.
Because it has to work its way through your whole. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But the worst part is, it wasn't just that brief moment of like, oh my God. It literally did something to my tummy. Somebody was in the restroom, and I was like, you guys got to be kidding me. I got to get out of here. Oh my gosh, I feel it. It's coming. And then I could not stop it, you guys.
It came out.
It smushed down the sides of my pants.
What? Holy! I heard you say came out, and I was like, wait, what? What?
Do you want voice disguiser?
It's too late. Please tell me your name's not really Giselle, because you're not going to be that hard to act. Oh my God!
Don't at me,
all right? Oh my God,
honey, I'm so sorry.
You pooped yourself.
That's why I don't go eat sushi.
Oh my God!
It wasn't bad enough that I was obviously mortified and disgusted. Then I had to sneak out and get in my car and sit in the smushy.
Oh, you didn't sneak out. Everyone knew exactly where you were.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
I'm just going to go get a jump on those finance reports. Don't worry about me.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.